Okay, today's Daf Lamed Ches, we're continuing to talking about Bishul Akum. So yesterday the Gemara tried to find a source, Mida Oraisa, about Bishul Akum, came up a little short, and then the Gemara ended saying, Ella Mida Rabbanon, it's a Dinda Rabbanon, the Kras Mata Ba'amah, the Pesukim that they brought down is an Asmata. So what's the Dinda Rabbanon, what's the reasoning behind the Gezerah? So Rashi says, Shaloya Yisro Rogil Etzlo, the Machal of Mishteh. So you shouldn't have a Jew, a non-Jew, a Jew shouldn't be Rogil after a non-Jew to be eating and drinking, V'yachilenu Dover Tameh. And maybe he'll mix in something that's not kosher. That's what Rashi says. Tosu says, Perish Rashi, the Rabbanon Gazim Yishum, the Chayshu Shemichan Dvarim Tameyim, V'yosai Yinir Lefarish, Atam Yishum Chasnos. Now here, it's Chasnos, it's trying to become too comfortable, and it can lead to davaraka. Idea. So it seems to be, and the tension runs throughout, the reasoning behind the takana of Bishul Akum is whether or not it's because we're concerned that he might feed you something not kosher, or the issue is chasnas. So maybe we'll do this, and we'll do a tosos before we even start the Gemara. So continuing this tosos, so Amar Rav Avram Bar David, which could be a Ravid, Amar Rav Avram Bar David, Devadai Shlokos Asru Chachamim, it's definitely true that this gzeira applies if the ovei kuchavim is cooking in his own house. But if he is cooking in the house of the Jew, so Goy is cooking in your house, we don't have to be concerned. No problem. That would get rid of most of our shilas. If we pass him like this, Rav Avram, this Tosos says that there's no problem if he's cooking in your house. You don't have to worry about chasnos because I guess it's in your house. You have to worry about the dvarim tameim, maybe because all your ingredients. There's nothing there. The lo hodu lo Rabbeinu Tam did not agree. The vaday kevan sha'ovi chabim levashol. What once the guy the akum is cooking lo chilko klal chachamim ben rishus ha'yisrael rishus ha'bichamim. Slow plug goes across the board. There's no difference where he's cooking. Because, and here Tosos seems to looking on the din of Rashi. Now you're concerned that even if he's in your house, maybe he'll put something in. Okay, so Amarav Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, now we started off. Amarav Shmuel Bar Yitzhak Amarav, Hakol Nechal Kemoshe Huchai, Eimbo Mishum Bishule Ovi Chachavim. Anything that can be eaten raw, anything that can be eaten in its current state, there is no issue of Bishul Akum. So certain vegetables, things like that, there's no problem with Bishul Akum, even if they do cook it. Bisura Masnu Hachi, that's how they learned to din in Surah. Bipumbadisya Masnu Hachi, this is how they learned to din in Pumbadisya. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, Amar Rav, Kol She'enu Nechal Shulcha Melachim, L'laf is Bosa Pas, Ein Bo Mishum Bushule El Bei Chavim. Anything that is not brought, I won't say put on the president's table, because the president may eat M&Ms, but anything that's not served at a state dinner, probably a better way to do it. Anything that's not served at a state dinner in order to accompany the bread, right? So that's, they will eat it together with the pasta. Anything that doesn't go on the table of a state dinner does not have Bishul Akum. My Beinayu. So what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? So Ike Beinayu, Dugim Ketanim, the Aridi, the Daisa. So the difference between them would be the small fish, I think Aridi is mushrooms, the Daisa, it's a small cut up, it's like farina, I guess. It's more cut up barley or wheat. Right? Rashi says, Dugim Ketanim, Ein Ne'echalim Chayin. They're not eaten raw. These things are usually cooked. They Ein Olim Al Shulcha Melachim. They don't, but they don't go at the state dinner. So the Lishna Kama, Yesh Me Mishu Mushle Yahweh Chavim. According to the first Lashon, there will be Bishul Akum applied to them. The Lishna Basra Sharu. The second Lashon, there'll be Mutter, because they're not Olim Al Shulcha Melachim. So Tosos points out, Right. Tosos points out, right, that we said my binayu, and we only gave cases which would be Bishul Akum to the first side, but not to the second answer. Right. Tosos says, "Omer Rabbeinu Tam," the second line in this Tosos, "Then we do not get honey." We mentioned only these nafkaminas. Velo nokka dvash v'gvina she'ol nashulcha melachim v'ne'achalim chayim. Why don't we mention things that are put on the state dinner, but are eaten raw, like honey and, I guess, cheese. So these things, it should be an afkamina the other way. The Tosfos Gemara only made an afkamina one way, not the second way. So he says, these things are all in Ashulcha Melachim, v'ne'achalim chayim. So therefore, they should be Bishul Akam according to reason number two, but not Bishul Akam according to reason number one. We don't have that. So Shema Mina, so Toso says, the Bayi Leminkat Dvarim Shinasim Hem Lashon Achron Mosif Ala Rishon Ulahakalav. It's only come to say that the second Lashon is not arguing on the first Lashon. The second Lashon is adding to the first Lashon and giving you another way out of Bishul Akam. Meaning, Vafilu De Eino Nechal Chai, even if it's not eaten raw, if it doesn't go on the Shulchan Lachem, it's also not considered Bishul Akum. And therefore, either reason would be enough to get rid of Bishul Akum. Right? The halachas like both of the Lashonos. If you have only one of them, meaning, either it's in raw, because when it comes to Divrei Sofrim, Divrei Din D'Rabbanan, which is important, we just said it's a Din D'Rabbanan, we'll go after the Mekel, meaning that if it's eaten raw, if it isn't eaten raw, but does not Olah Shulchan Malachim, no Bishul Akum. If it's not Olah Shulchan Malachim, even though it's not eaten raw, still going to be no Bishul Akum. So that's an important, and most Rishonim, I think the Pesach is also hold like that. It's either one is enough. Okay. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav. Dogim ketanim miluchim. So these small salted fish. Ein vahem yishum bishuli odichavim. Does not have bishul akum. So these small salted fish. These are, Rashi says, ne'echolim kemoshehein machmas malchon. Basically, you pickle them, so to speak. That's enough for their cooking. That's their pickling. So that was just to salt him. There's no Bishul Akum involved. I'm not sure exactly how to read it. Rashi Tosu says here, look at this Tosu, says, Perish, Im Bishulon Ove Kochavim Achareshe Malchon Yisrael Sharu. So basically, the Jew salted them, and they were already edible, and then the guy goes and cooks them, it's mutter. Kevon Shekodin Bishulon Hayu Ne'echolim Machmas Malachim. Because even before the guy went ahead and cooked him, they were already edible. They were already edible because of the salting. That's what Tosfos Abshad is. So Amar Rav Yosef, comes and says these small salted fish im tzlaan ove kochavim. If the akum would roast them, I guess, and they're right. Even we could still use it as an eruv tashel. Meaning, even though regarding Bishul Akum, what the guy does doesn't count as Bishul, it's still going to count enough for a Ruvei Tavshilim. Because the whole point of Bishul Akum, it's still considered a cooked item, still considered a cooked item that you can use for Bishul Akum. Don't say just because it doesn't count for Bishul Akum, it's not considered cooked. Here, it is considered cooked. It's just that since it was pre-salted by the Jew, it doesn't come up to the level of Bishul Akum. But it's still considered a cooked dish that you can then use for, you can still use for your Eruv Tavshilin. I think that's what he's saying. Right? Im Slan Obe Kochavim, and they're ready, they're going to eat, for so mech Yisrael Alei Mishum Eruv Tavshilin. Okay. V'i Avdinu Obe Kochavim Kasa the Harsana. Now, if the Obe Kochavim took these salted small fish, and he made this dish called Kasa the Harsana, which I think means that you sort of put you take the fish brine and you mix it with flour and you make this new dish, then it's usser. Why? Because this dish needs to be cooked. It has to be cooked because if you're making kasha de harsana with these salted fish, but I guess the main ingredient is to have the flour cooked inside it, so now if he cooks it together, it's going to become usser because he's cooking it. So Gemara says, pshita, why is that a chiddush? If the Obi Kavim made it, it's usser v'achila. He said, nomadu tema harsana ikar, you might have thought that the harsana, meaning the fish fat, I guess, is ikar, and the fish fat, since it's already salted, is ne'achal kamosh l'chai, it's eaten raw, so then bishul akum should not apply, kamash malan kimcha ikar. Comes to the conclusion that the kemach, the flour here, is what's ikar, and the goy is cooking that, so the dish gets the din of the item that the goy is cooking, because that's ikar, and since it can't be eaten raw, then it has the din of bishul akum. Okay. Amar Rav Bruna, Amar Rav. More Bishul Akum. Rav Bruna said the name of Rav. Ove Kochavim Shehitzis Esha Or. right? Ba'agam, kol ha'chagavim she'ba'agam asurim. So, an ove kochavim lights a fire in a marsh, I guess, and through that fire, it burns up and therefore cooks all the locusts, all the grasshoppers inside. He says they're all asur. So I guess the grasshoppers are not eaten raw. I guess they probably are all the shulchan malachim, I guess. And he cooked them. The goy cooked them, and therefore they are all asur. Right, Rashi says, kol ha'chagavim she'ba'agam she'nechrichu, they got burnt, I guess, v'nitbashlu, machmas ha'or. And he points out, chagav eino ton shchito. Doesn't have need shchito, so it just has to be killed. It got killed. It's asur. So hechidami, so what is S? What's the case? Ilema, if we're talking about a case, to lo yada he ta'or he tame, that the reason why it's asur is because we don't know which of the locusts are tame, which are kosher, which are not kosher. My ira obi kachavim. So who cares that the fire was set by a non-Jew? I feel Yisrael nami. Even if a Jew cooked all of these things, it would be usher, because we have a suffix as to whether or not you're eating kosher animals or not kosher animals. Ella, the reason why it's usher is mishum bishui ovi kachavim. It's going to be usher because of bishalakum, but he cooked it. So the Gemara says, ki haigavna mi usher. Why would it be usher? Who says this is usher? Raha amar abchan barami, amar apidas, amar av yochnan. We had the following case, that hai ovi kachavim, the charech resha, he burns the head, or singes the head of the animal, to burn off the hair. Shari lemecha mine afilu merosh unye. The Jew is mutter to eat from it, even up to the ear, I guess. Because I guess the ear roasts quickly, because it's on the cartilage. There's no bishalaka. So why over the case over here where he burns, singes off the head to get the hair off, we say you can eat it, it doesn't count as bishalakum. And there, by the case of the agam, we say it is bishalakum. What's going on? So Alma, you see, Alma li abure seyar kamikaven. Hachanami ligui agama kamikaven. Just there, the point being, is you see in the case of where he's burning that, where he's singeing the head to get the hair off, he's not intending to cook. It's not like Shabbos, where he's not intending to cook. If he's not intending to cook, so there should be any bishalakum. So to hear, when he's lighting the fire in the marsh, he's not lighting the fire or to cook the locusts. He's cleaning the marsh out, right? So why should it be bishalakum? So the Gemara answers, no. Ala olam, if the case is the lo yada heitar heitame, you're right, ein achanami. It should be mutter for bishalakum, because bishalakum will not apply in this case because he has no intention of cooking. So why is it asr? It's asr because we don't know whether the tar or tame. If they don't know where it's tar or tame, why are you concerned only if a akum sets the fire, even if a Jew sets the fire? Gemara says, ein lachanami. But ma'isa shahaya, but we can call him haya. It was a case law. That was the case. That was the case that happened. It was with an akum. So therefore we paskin that it is asr. Correct. So Tosa says, Mashma, second to last Tosa says, Mashma, hai ihabe yoda, he tar have, if you would have known which one is tar, which one's not, shari rimutter. Umikan raya lahatir la chagavim velo shkita. It's a proof that you can eat grasshoppers without shkita, so long as they are, that's what Rashi said also, so long as they are of the kosher variety.
But it also suggested they're chashiv enough to serve it to stay dinner.
Yeah, that's what we said right at the beginning. Correct. Okay.
Enjoy. I've never had it
at a steak dinner. Gufa. Right, so the whole idea about the serving and all these things about the dinner, it comes about certain things. One of the things that they talk about, and a lot of the shutim go through, is coffee. So again, if coffee, people talk about the kashrus, the coffee, not the kashrus coffee. Why is the coffee not bishalakum? Being roasted. Why is the coffee not bishalakum? So, I mean, Rav Avad Yosef in Yabi Omer has like a 10 page thing, but it basically comes out to, and Rav Moshe is similar. We saw the Tosos the other day about why there's no bishalakum by beer. So why was there no bishalakum by beer? You're cooking the hops. So we had said, we saw the Tosos said, because yeah, the ikar is water and you're making a shakal. So basically you're not, but it's really water. And water is nechal moshulchai, and therefore it's not bishalakum. That's what that means. There's more into it, but that's basically what the Zomich on to say that there's no issue the problem with the coffee. And also what Tosfos had mentioned the Shita of Rav Avram about cooking in your house. Like, so if we had that issue, there would be most of the shalos of bishalakum would fall by the wayside. So the Mechaber does not paskin like that. But at a certain point, I don't remember what Melech Nezut Siman Aleph and Siman Dalet. The Mechaber then mentioned something about your shivcha. So he says, Yesh, that say that by your shivcha, you that if she cooks in your house, then you'll be okay. So it seems to be a stira. So you could say, and those people don't say that shivcha is different. We're talking about shivcha is not your maid that comes to your house now to help your wife clean. No, sorry, to help you to help the house be clean, because there and those times shivcha there was more like an indentured servant, like they were called sort of stuck. Here they're sort of employees at will. If they want to, they can leave at any time. So that maybe it may not apply here as well. But again, this Shita Ravam, which we do not seem to paskin like, would basically knock out almost all. Rabbis would have to get paid less because they're not. And what's one of the more common shailas about Bishalakim wouldn't apply. Okay, Gufa, back in the Gemara. Amar, what's the Girsa? Amar of Chanan Bar Ami, Amar Rabbi Pedas, Amar of Yochanan. We did that. No, that's what we just said. Hi, Ovi Kachav in the Charech Reisha. So this guy who singes the animal in order to remove the hair. Shari lemechal minai or filum reish una. You can even eat from the ear. So Amar Ravina, Hilkach, from here, hi Ovi Kachavim, the shada siksa laatune. The Ovi Kachavim who throws, so it's a stick. I'm not sure if it's a metal stick or a wood stick. It depends on who it is. Rabbeinu Chanan says it's a wood stick. In order to dry it. So he throws this wood peg into the oven in order to dry it, and by that he basically sets the fire in the oven. The kavar by Yisrael karane ikara, and before the Ovi Kachavim lights the flame in order to dry out his stick, the Jew had put a pumpkin or some sort of gourd in the oven, and because of the fire that's lit by the guy, the gourd gets cooked. Shapir dami, it's mutter to eat it. There's no bishul akim over here. Because, right, Rashi says, ho, lo v'chavim, lo levash on this kavim. There was no kavanah for cooking. Mar says, pshita, that's pashut. He says, no, ma'u, the tema, v'bishule, mana kamit kavim. Maybe you would have thought that his kavanah was basically to cook the metal or either the metal stick or the wood stick that he's throwing in, and therefore still cooking. Kamash ma'an, no, l'sharure mana kamit kavim. What he's talking about over here, the kavanah of the guy is either to dry out the wood or it's to strengthen the metal, to make it harder. But his intention is not for cooking. Problem is that if you do that on Shabbos, you're chayav for bishul. That is considered bishul, right? Yeah, that's considered bishul. So Tosos says, last Tosos, afal gav darminu perikla gadol, hay man deshadi sikla latuna, chayav mishum vashol, you're chayav for bishul, hayinu leinim Shabbos. That's when it comes to Shabbos. Again, we made a distinction between Bishul, to make a distinction between Bishul when it comes to Shabbos, and Bishul when it comes to Bishul Hakom. There, the Afa God, Lushuri, Monikam, and Kavain, nevertheless, we call Makom, whom Vashal Ksas, the Gamal also Bishul Garua, whom is Kavain, the Gabi Shabbos, Hichmiru, Lachshivo. When it comes to Shabbos, that's considered Bishul. Aval Inyan, Bishul, Leo, Vichavim, Lo Chashiv, the Eno, it should be Usser, Achis, Kavan, Bishul Gamar. Shabbos, if you heat metal to a certain degree, if you heat wood, that's still considered bishul because it's changing the idea of bishul on Shabbos is changing the substance via the medium of heat. That's bishul. But when it comes to bishul akum, it's cooking food. It's a different definition for Shabbos and when it comes to bishul akum. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Heiniach Yisrael Basar Al Gabe Gichalim. So the Jew put the meat on top of the coals in order to cook it. And then the Akum came and he stoked the coals. He flipped over the burger. Right? He flipped over the burger. Mutter. It's mutter. So Heichidami, what's the case? If the case was that had he not flipped the burger, it still would have been cooked. So what did the guy do? What did he add? Pshita, it's pashut that it's mutter, because the Jew put it down on the flames, and the Ovi Kachavim didn't help anything in the bishul. Elalav must be a case where the ilo hafach, had he not flipped it, lo havi bishul, then it wouldn't have been cooked. So then am I mutter? Why would it be mutter then? Right? Bishule Ovi Kachavim didn't know it. It's being cooked because of the action of the goy. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, the case is, the ilo hafach havi bashul betarte shai. Had he not flipped it, it would have taken 2 hours to cook. Now that he flipped it, it's going to take 1 hour. So he basically he hastened the cooking. He didn't do the cooking process, he hastened it. Mao the tamar kruvei bishua milsahi. So you would have thought that making something cook faster is considered bishalakum. Kamash malon, Shmuel comes to teach us that's not considered a chash of a maisa. It's not considered an important act. And since it would have cooked even without the help of the akum, even though it would have taken a little longer, it's still not going to be considered bishul akum, and it will be, and it will be mutter. So I don't have it here, but I thought I saw Rabbi Elchanan. Okay, I can't find it. Fine. So Mara asks, wait a second, you just said now that if the guy does that, it's not going to be bishul akum. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, kol shehu kemachol ben drusai, any food, I believed, that is cooked the level of Machal ben Drusai, which we learned from Shabbos. Rashi points out again, Machal ben Drusai, listam haya. He was a bandit, but ochel kol dovin brisul ksas. As long as it was just partially cooked, when the was a third, a fourth, a half, whatever, that's because he would eat it. So Machal, so on Shabbos, if you cook something up to the point of Machal ben Drusai, that's where you'd be chayav. So he says, kol shehu, that's cooked a little bit, ke Machal ben Drusai, ein bo mishum bishul ovi kachavim, doesn't have bishul akum. So I'm not sure what it means. So I think it means, according to Rashi, it seems to be seen that the Jew cooked it up to the point of Machal ben Drusai, and then the guy finishes it after Machal ben Drusai, there's no bishul akum. Ha, but that means this mean, eino ke Machal ben Drusai, if it's not cooked up to the point of Machal ben Drusai, yeshbo mishum bishuli ovil chavim, then there would be bishul akum, even with a case where the Jew just puts it on the flame. Let's say the Jew puts it on the flame, and it's not Machal ben Drusai, and then the guy flips it. It would have cooked by itself, but according to this, it would still be bishul akum. So what's going on? So he says, no, hasam, in the case of Yochanan, kigon de osve besilta, v'shakle ove kuchavim, v'osve betanura. So the case here of Yochanan, I think, is that after the Jew cooked it a little bit, he took it out from the oven, v'osve besilta, and he put it in the basket. So now it's not going to be finished. The shaki over the chavim va'osu b'tura. And then the guy took it from the basket and put it back on the fire and completed the cooking process. So in this case is where Rav Yochanan says that if the Jew, when the Jew took it off, it was Machal ben Drusai, then the guy putting it back on would not be bishul akum. But if when the Jew took it off, it wasn't cooked to the level of Machal ben Drusai, that's as if it wasn't cooked at all, so if the guy puts it back on the flame and completes the process, then that would be bishul akum. But if the guy is just hastening the process of something, that's Machal ben Drusai, it wouldn't be a problem. Right, that seems to be the way we learn it here. Rabbeinu Chanan says something else. He says it the opposite. Rabbeinu Chanan is always different in everyone's Tzura Sadaf. It's like the last Rabbeinu Chanan. He says, Sugim the Shmaito v'chavim shalachak b'chavim Yisrael. It's talking about a guy who takes the meat from the Jew, v'nosno gave or, and he puts it on the flame. Even this bashal Machal ben Drusai, if the guy cooks it up to the level of Machal ben Drusai, aser, afa pisha gomer b'yad Yisrael, avavim lomis basal b'yad Yisrael mutter. He says he learns it the other way around. The case is where the guy starts the process. If the guy cooks it up to Machal ben Drusai, then it's considered completely cooked, and even if the Jew does that something, it doesn't work. But if the guy doesn't cook it up to Machal ben Drusai, then the Jew can come in and finish the process. Okay. Tanya Nami Achi, the Brisa that supports this as well, that supports Shmuel, I guess. Meniach Yisrael, the Jew can leave Basra Gabe Lechalim, can put the meat on the coals, Uba Ove Kochavim, and the Akum could come, Umahapech Bo, and he can tend the grill. Until the Jew comes back from shul or from learning, we're not choshesh for bishul akum because it would have been cooked anyway. He's just standing there, and so too shotefa show fetes, which I think means she can leave it on. Isha kadeir al gabi akira, she can leave her pot on the oven. Ubas ovedes kochavim magisa, and the ovedes kochavim come and she can stir the pot. So you see that. The man barbecues and the woman cooks, that's fair. He says, Ashetavo mi beis hamerchatz, until she comes back either from the bathhouse or mi beis hakenesses. So she's funny, she's not going to the beis medrash, but she's going to shul. She's going to beis knesses. The Eilo Chosheshes, Listeners may not be a shul. Those may just be a place of gathering. It depends on how. But he says the enochos esen. So we're not chosen to pishul akum, and that's exactly what Shmuel said. That Yisrael leaves it on the fire, and the akum comes and either hastens the cooking. It's not a problem. We're not chosen here. So that's the right for Shmuel. According to Rav Yochanan, it would have to have been half done. According to Shmuel, just as long as you started the process, it's okay. That was Rav Yochanan. We asked the steer in Rav Yochanan. So Yibay Luhu, the Gemara says, Hiniach Ove Kochadim, let's say the Akum puts the meat on the coals, and it's going to take 2 hours and it'll be cooked by itself. V'hafach Yisrael, and the Yisrael, it's the opposite case, and the Jew then flips the burger and hastens the cooking. Mahu, is that enough? Or do we say that even had the Jew not done anything, it would have gotten cooked fully, then it's considered Bishul Akum would be Aser. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Kal V'chomer. We're going to say, we'll learn the Kal V'chomer. If the guy is the one who finishes the cooking process, it's mutter. If the Jew finishes the cooking process, this is the halacha that we learn that it's machlokas poskim, but the Jew just has to be involved somewhere along in the cooking process. So let's just continue to see more. Itmar Nami, we have a proof for this as well. Amar Rav Barchana, Amar Rav Yochanan, V'amri Lo, Amar Rav Acha Barchana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Bein Sheiniach Ovei Kochavim. Whether it's the guy who puts the meat on the coals, V'hafach Yisrael, and the Jew flips it. Bein Sheiniach Yisrael, V'hafach Ovei Kochavim. Or the Jew puts the meat on the coals, and it's the guy who flips it, Mutter, it's Mutter. Ve'enu Asar, when's it Asar? Until the guy does the entire cooking process. But if the Jew is involved in any bit of the cooking process, then it would be mutter. So the Amar Ravina says, Hilchasa, that's the halacha. That's why the halacha is high rifta, this bread that they break in the oven, the shagar ove kochavim, that the akum, I guess, lit the flame. The afa Yisrael, and the Jew placed the meat, the Jew placed the bread into the oven. Inami, shagar Yisrael, that the Jew lit the fire. V'afan ove kochavim, and the akum is the one who then bakes it in. Inami shagar ove kochavim, or even if the guy lights the fire. V'afa ove kochavim, and the akum is the one who puts it into the oven to bake it. V'asa Yisrael v'chata v'chituye, and the Jew comes and all he does is he stokes the flames a little bit in order to make it a little stronger flame. He turns the pilot on a little higher. Shagar dami, it's mutter to Yisrael because the Jew was partner involved in the baking of the bread. Tosos points out, he says, Mikula Shmaita Mashma. And all the whole thing we learn, then by Inan She Yisrael Mikarva Bishul Tzas. He said that the Jew just has to do something in the cooking process. He says, Ah, Omasha Nogu Lahashl Kesam Litanor. He says what they would do, put it on the list, and Tosos says they would just take like a twig or a branch and they would throw it in order to increase the flame. And they say, oh, I'm involved in the cooking process. He says, "Amasha nogu lahashu kesem latanor sobchim almasha yesh bedvarim shabim bnei gola livnei Eretz Yisrael." This was a machlokas between what was done in Babel and in Eretz Yisrael. The kaamar bnei Babel, because in Babel they would say mashlich kesem latanor. They would just throw this into the oven. That's enough to be involved in the cooking process. Ubnei marav omrim kesem zem ma malim mori. What do I do? I got a massive flame that's going, so I throw in another stick. What doesn't add anything to it? So bnei Yisrael said that wasn't enough. But we, Toso says, we follow the Bnei Bavel and Talmud Bavli, and therefore they're somech on that kula. Is the issue? The Rosh argues on this, and the issue to do with the Rambam, what he holds like. But it seems that the Mechaber and Bnei Svarad are not somech on that. The idea of just turning on the flame to be enough to start it. So when it comes to Svaradim, it's not necessarily enough. When it comes to Ashkenazi, maybe if I remember years ago, there was an issue in one of the pizza stores in Flatbush where it was under whatever kashrus it was, and it turned out that the only thing that the mashgiach was doing was coming in and turning on the fire. And it was interesting because it was owned by a Sephardi, and the Sephardim were all upset because that wasn't necessarily enough for them to violate to pass the test of Bishul Akum. Okay. Now the Gemara. So that's basically the sugya. Now the Gemara is going to go through a whole bunch of different food items. Dag maliach. So this is the salted fish, meaning it's not cooked. It won't be eaten raw. It's not cooked. It's eaten raw so long as it is salted. And the salting was done by an akum. So chiski ashari. Chizki says it's mutter because that's not considered a bishul, I guess. Rav Yochanan asr, and Rav Yochanan says asr because the malicha is considered a bishul, and therefore it would be asr. Beitzat tsluya, I guess roasting an egg, right? Bar kapara shari, he says it's mutter. I think the reason over here is talking about, because Rashi seems to mention, he's talking about it's roasted in its shell. So what ends up happening is when the goy, the reason why it's mutter is when the goy roasts it, he's not touching the shell. I think. I'm not sure why. Rav Yochanan Asser. Rav Yochanan says Asser.
That sounds backwards. The problem is he's roasting, the goy is roasting the shell.
He's roasting with the eggs inside.
You're not eating the shell. You're eating what's inside the shell.
Correct. But at the end of the day, his roasting is what. So that's one mandarama says it's mutter because of that. And the other mandarama says no. Bottom line is, the inside still become cooked because of the action of the goy. And therefore, he says, Rav Yochanan says, Asr.
Yeah, don't we learn that all Yisrael has to do is light the fire? I mean, you just said it.
Right, so we hear the guy does it. Here the guy is
lighting
it.
We're talking about the guy.
The guy is roasting it. Kiyasa Ravdimi, so Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Echad Dag Maliach, when it comes to the salt and the fish, the Echad Beitz Hatzluya, and the roasting the egg, Chizkiya Ubar Kapara Sharu, Chizkiya Ubar Kapara says Mutter, Rav Yochanan Asr, Yochanan says Asr. Okay. Rav Chiya Parva Ikal Adeirish Galusa. He's not here. He's not going to like the story. So Rav Chiya Parva went to the house. He was invited to the Reish Galusa's house. Amrulay. So they asked Amrulay. I guess they asked the Reish Galusa, Beitzat Sluya Mai. What's the din of this roasted egg? Is it mutaris to eat or not? Amr Lahu. So Rav Chiya, I'm going to ask. No, so the people in the household of Reish Galusa asked Rav Chiya Parva. So Rav Chiya Parva answered, Amar Lahu, Chizkiya Bar Kapara Sharu. Chizkiya Bar Kapara said it's mutter. Basically, they asked him, what's the law? He says, Machlokas. So Chizkiya Bar Kapara Sharu, Rav Yochanan Asar. And Rav Yochanan asked him, Ve'ein Devar Shel Echad V'makom Shnayim. And the law should follow the two against the one, and it should be mutter. So Amar Lahu Rav Zvid. So Rav Zvid then says, I guess he was there also, says to the people in the house of Reish Galusa, Lo titisulei. Don't listen to the words of Chiya Bar Parva. Hachi Am Rabbi is what Rabbi said. Hilchos Kavasa de Rav Yochanan. Allah is like Rav Yochanan. Therefore, it's Aser. And so they didn't like that answer. So the Ashkui Nagota de Chava, they fed him some cup of vinegar, and because he was Machir, Vinoch Nashe, and they killed him. They poisoned him, it seems like. That's what it seems to say, that they killed him. So, I don't know what to do with that. Tana Rabbanan. So, they killed Rasvid. So Tana Rabbanan, they learned in the Braisa. Hakafrisin.
I think it's a little bit more canoe.
Hakafrisin, which are these shells of the tzlaf, which is some sort of... what's the tzlaf of the tzlaf? The hakaf lotos. That's
capers.
Some sort of... Sorry?
Capers.
Klaplotos are capers. That's karsi.
The caper berries.
Okay. And these things are eaten raw. The ha matliyah, and the matliyah, which we'll see what those are. The ha chamim, and warm water. The ha klayos, and this is wheat that you dry in the oven. Shelahen of the akum is mutter. That is mutter because you didn't change anything, right? It seems to be that you didn't. A, you could be eat them raw, and the ha ein mishtanin mibriyosan aydei or. The fire doesn't change their status. We learned that from that pasuk. The fire doesn't change anything. The status they are mutter. But beitzat sluya asura. But a roasted egg is asur. Shemen, when it comes to the oil of the akum, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi ubeisdino. When we know it's not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. It's the grandson. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi ubeisdino nimnulav. They voted about it. The ituro, and they were matir the shemen because they were able to vatir the iser. What the reason was. Again, the machlokas Rav Shmuel, why it was usher to begin with, and how they came. But bottom line is, it was loaned to Pasha Kol Yisrael, or it was aimed to see where Yochel Amodo, the Shemen became mutter. Tanya. So we learned in the Braisa. We still, the only thing we didn't translate here was the matliya. Matalia, I think, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Ha matalia, he pashalia, it's the same thing as pashalia. He shiasa, which is the same thing as shiasa. The Gemara just helped us. It's what's the deal? It's shiasa. The Gemara says, okay, so my shiasa. What is shiasa? Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hi, Arbin Shini. So they're going to learn it out from the story that happened in Mitzrayim. And Rabba Barchana said the story happened 40 years ago. Hi, Arbin Shini, the Nafik, Hi, Ubdu Mitzrayim. 40 years ago, this thing happened in Mitzrayim. The Rabba Barchana, Didei, Amar, Hi, Shitin Shini, the Nafik, Hi, Ubdu Mitzrayim. It was 60 years ago that this happened. The low pliga, there's no machlokas as to when it happened. Rather, marbishnei. One was talking 40 years before after it happened, and one was telling the story 20 years later. So, what happened? So, maisu bizra de karpasa. They would bring the seeds of, I think it's parsley seeds. They bring the seeds of a karpas. Ubizra de kitona, and the seeds of flax, of pishta, kitona is flax. Ubizra de shablilisa, and this, I don't know what it is, it's the seeds of shablilisa.
Fenugreek.
Fenugreek. Oh, shablilisa is tilson, it's fenugreek. The taru luhu bahadi adadi vapshuri, and they soaked them together in warm water. Vishavkule adimikavel, and they left them there until they started to sprout. And then the maisi chatzbe chadite umol humaya. They brought new jugs and they filled these new jugs with water. The taru buhu gar gishasa, and I guess they would soak this water, they would soak them in the water with this type of earth called gargisha, some sort of red clay, I think. Or medapkin bay, and I guess they would stick the growth in there. The island levei, and they would then go into the bathhouse. Adinafku, by the time they came out, it was already, they were, the seeds were already mixing together and growing. And they would eat after they came out of the Beis HaMerchatz. And they would say that these things would cool them off from their head to their toes. They got so warm in the bathhouse, and these things were used to cool them off. So I guess that's what's considered, and that's what's considered this shiasa, which is this matlaya, and this is something that the goyim cook, they create. It's still going to be mutar b'achila because it's nechal kamo shulchai. But the Gemara says fine. But the Gemara's got a problem with the story that this thing grew so quickly. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Chanina, milin. No, this never happened. And then that's milin. It's just words. This never happened. That you soaked everything together. You walked into the bathhouse. By the time you came out, it already the jack and the beanstalk had already grown. But Amrile and others say ba milin. Yeah, it happened, but it happened ba milin but with kishuf. It had that's how they. I wonder if so. I guess the story is. So kishuf, cooking via kishuf, is that fish lakum or not? No, so the point over here was that this thing is nechal shulchai. No matter when it grew, it wouldn't be a problem because they would have been eating raw. Okay. Tana Ravana, so we learned in the Braisa, hakuspan shel ovei kochavim. So kuspan, I think means, what does Rashi say? Kuspan, I think kuspan is like they're left over from the dates. After you make the beer, it's like the date dregs or something like that. After you make the beer, right? So and you would eat that by pouring warm water over it. I guess you would have that. Shehuch muhamin, so they warmed it up. Biyora gedola in a big pot. Usser, you should be. It's usser in the yora gedola. It is usser in a big pot, but biyora katana mutter. But in a small vat, I guess yora is more of a vat. In a small mat, it will be mutter. So I guess if it's not an issue of Bishul Akum here, because if one wants mutter, one's usser, the question is whether or not they mixed something else in with it that you have your choshes for. The Ezi Yor Katana, what's considered a small vat, it will be mutter. Amar Rabbi Yananai, kol she'in sipo dro yochli kanos betocha. It's anything that you can't stuff a bird into it. A small bird. If it's small enough that you can't put the bird in, that's a Yor Katana. It says, but Dilma admui vaylenu, maybe they chopped the bird up, and they fit it in, so you can fit something. You can fit a chopped-up bird into a smaller pot than a bigger bird. You can't. Ela kosh ein rosh tzipor dror yochel kanos betocha. It's as long as the tzipor dror's head cannot fit in, that's considered a small vat, and there you don't have to be choshesh that they put something else in. But the bigger vat, I guess there's room, so maybe be choshesh they put something else other than this kuspan. V'hatanya, but then we have a braise that says achas yor gedola v'achas yor katana mutter. Then it makes no difference whether it's a yor gedola or yor katana. So he says lo kasha. No, there's no kasha between the braises. Oh, the braise, the first braise says holds command amar no seitan of gam aser. That if a pot is giving off a bad taste, which is usually enan ben yomo, not 24 hours, that's aser v'hal command amar no seitan of gam mutter. And the braise that says that's the braise that says that it's aser. And therefore, you're concerned if it's big enough. You're concerned that it's no satan of gam. The second brayse that says doesn't matter whether it's big or small. Talking about the Meshita who says no satan of gam is mutter. So Rashi says no satan of gam. It's sort of in the middle of the Rashi's. Pluk tohi beperek basra. It's in machlok. So we can come up to andach samach zayin. The kol giule ovei kochovim no satan of gam. Anything that's cooked that comes out any of the of the comes out of the pots of the goyim is considered no sintal of gam, because we assume that they didn't use their pot within the past 24 hours. Right, so harein is bashal iser etmol, because the bishul the iser was cooked yesterday. The kvar hufag tamo benisabalina. The tam already got it was already ruined, and it's possible, like I said, possible overnight. Chutz mi kadeir bas yome, except for a kadeir that was used that day, kadeir bas yomo, they no se tamu shvach huva aser. That's no ting tamu shvach. That gives off a beneficial, a positive taste, and then that would be aser. We'll learn the sugya daf sava zayin, but that's what they assume, that after 24 hours it gives off the platos is no good. What gives off is no good. Right. So and Rashi Tosas points out in like a two thirds of the way down, he says the last Tosas v'kaim lo nami the stam kli of hichovim einan ben yomo. They hold that the stam kli on daf sava ches is einan ben yomo. That's what. So therefore. Poskim Rashi Rabbeinu Tam V'Ari. Just to make sure that everybody, that you know what the halacha is, Tosfos brings out Rashi Rabbeinu Tam and Ari. The Stam Kelayim Eino B'nei Yoman. That most of the, that their Kelim, or Stam Kelim, unless we know otherwise, the Kli of the Akum is not considered Ben Yom, so the Platos, what's coming out, is going to be no Sin Tam of Gam. Mahainu Taimol, if you should Sufek Sveka. Because it's a Sveik Sveka, he says, Sufek Nishtam Shu Bo Hayom O Esmol. It's a Sufek, whether they use it yesterday or today. Vafilo Nishtam Shu Bo Hayom, even if they use it today, Shem Nishtam Shu Bo Dover Shehu Pogem Be'ein, who Dover Shehu No Sin Tam. Who said that you're using something that's going to give off a taste? Who said they use something that's not kosher? Right? So he says, it's a Sveik Sveka, and then we would send it to Dorabon, and we can go to Kula and say, No Sin Tam of Gam is going to be, I guess here it's, no, you don't need it. It's a Sveik, even though right, you don't even need it. So therefore, it's going to be, the whole that No Sin Tam of Gam is Mutter. And therefore, if the kalim, stam kalim, are of the akum, are no sin tam of gam. Okay, but we'll get to the sugya of no sin tam of gam later on in the Masechta. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "Hai mishcha shileka da arami." So this seems this non-Jewish cooked oil. It's usher. I guess you wouldn't drink, you don't chug the oil kamoshi chai. It's probably oil of shulchan malachim, and therefore, if he cooks it, it becomes usher. Amar Rav Safra lemay nechushle. So what are we worried about? If you're concerned that maybe he mixed wine, right, and the yayin of the guardian was also mixed wine into it, Mishra sorry, he's not going to do that, because the wine ruins the taste of the oil, right? Not like I said, if he's worried about Bishul Akum, Nechal Hukum Oshachai. People drink it, Nechal Hukum Oshachai. It's eaten or drunk and raw. So, Imishum Giule Obe Kochavim, if you're worried about the fact that he was cooked in a pot, of the a pot pot, not pas, but a pot of the Obe Kochavim, and therefore the blios came out, right, and every choshesh for that, no seftam of gamhu, mutter, it should be mutter. So, according to Rav Safra, it should be mutter. According to Rav Sheshes, it is aser. The boy b'nei Rabbi Ami. So they asked the following shayla to Rabbi Ami. Hani ahine de shliki darimai. This seems to be this cooked dates, I think, right? Yeah. Cooked dates. My, what's the din? So, hule loti bayilach devade shor. If they were sweet, it's definitely mutter because people eat them raw. Miriri, if they're really bitter, loti bayilach devade yasiri. If it's really bitter, then it's definitely going to be usher because only via the cooking are they become edible. Kiti bayilach mitzioi. It's there's you know nishtahin nishtahin. They're sort of they're semi sweet, right? So my, what's the din if the akum cooks them? So amar lahu mighty bayilachu. Why are you musupuk? The Rebbe usher. My Rebbe said it's usher. Umar, who's my Rebbe? Levi. Levi says it's usher. I guess it's something that they can't be eaten raw, then it's usher. So, next case. Shisisa'a. So, this is some sort of dish that they would make from flour. Somehow the wheat is dry. I'm not sure what it is. Rav Shari, Vavud, Shmuel, Levi, Usher. They say it's usher. What's their machlokas? Bechita b'sari, if it's done with wheat and barley, kulam lo pleading b'shari. Everyone believes that that's mutter because I guess you wouldn't put the chometz in there. I'm not exactly sure what the recipe is, but betaflechi the challah.
The vinegar is not added.
So the vinegar is not added, so therefore what?
It remains sweet.
And therefore, therefore you haven't changed anything. I guess you haven't changed anything from where you started.
Exactly.
But tilafchei the challah. But if it's come to lentils, that because they were so sweet, they would put the vinegar in. Kuli amelo pligi the usher. Everyone is going to believe that it's usher. Why? Because we said the chometz, the vinegar of a goy, is usher. By ki pligi be tat l'chai demaya. If the machlokas is when they add water. If they don't add anything, it's what? If they add vinegar, it's usher. Here they're adding water. Marsa, because we're in the ha-tu-ha. So one says you make a xero of the water, because if you matter that, the people might think that you're mutter with the vinegar. Umarsa, because one says you don't make the xero. But ikad amri, and there are those who say the locus differently. Bit hal chai de maik lom lopik the usher. With the water, everyone agrees it's usher. Keep, because I guess you make the gzeirah to the chometz. Keep pligi b'chiti v'sari. The machlokas is whether it's just the wheat or barley, where you don't put anything in. Right? Mar sabar gazrin ha tuha. So the father Shmuel and Levi say that they made the gzeirah here because of, they made the gzeirah here where you don't add anything. Atu gzeirah, you do add something. Well, mar sabar lo gazrin. One says you don't make the gzeirah. It sort of sounds like a gzeirah, but okay. Amarav, Rav says, trei mani shisa sa. There are two types of dishes that are called shisa sa. Shadar, right, that are made, I guess it's Michael that's made from Kamach. I don't know. Shadar Barzilai Galila David. Because Barzilai Giladi sent to David at the time that David and Melech was running away from Absalom, he sent him these two dishes. The Pasuk says, what's the full Pasuk? Mishka v'saposu kli yotzer v'chitin u'sa'orim kemach v'kali u'pul v'adasha v'kali. Right, so he says, Mishkav v'sapos. So he mentions Kali twice. So it's Mashma, there's two types. He said them two. He said them two different types. Vahashta hu de kamaki tsani tsani l'shukidar dada. But now that we see, v'les chayish l'hadavu l'shmol levi. Nowadays, when you go into the shuk in the Harda, and the Goyim are cooking this dish, whatever, preparing this dish, whatever it is, everyone eats it, and no one is choshesh for Vua de Shmuel, who says that it's Aser. They go ahead and they eat it. I'm assuming they eat the ones that don't have chometz in it, because the ones that have chometz are the problem with chometz. They eat the ones that don't have chometz in it. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have an excellent day.